at Radio 95.9 The Rat, where we got to finish up the news of the day to get you geared up tomorrow for that quiz.
Volby tickets on the line when we do the quiz around 7:15 or so, right? Volby tickets.
Right around that time.
All right, come on, let's do this.
And don't forget, if you miss any of the stories, check out the podcast section found at WRT.com. They'll be up there posted for you. And like Dave said, Volby tickets up for grabs, Pier 17 in May.
All right, good tip, Gotzi.
Here we go. Story number one. I find this very interesting, and I was like, holy cow, I can't believe this was actually done. Dateline London, where a violinist helped surgeons avoid damage to her brain during surgery to remove a tumor by playing her instrument halfway through the surgery.
What?
She was playing the violin halfway through her surgery.
That's amazing.
Yeah. This all happened at the UK hospital where she underwent the procedure. Surgeons came up with a novel approach to ensure that the areas of her name is Dagmar Turner's brain responsible for her hand movements were not affected during the precious procedure.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's incredible, I tell you.
She's a 53-year-old musician with the White Symphony Orchestra in southern England. She was diagnosed back in 2013 with a slow-growing tumor after suffering a seizure during a concert. So she eventually went out and said, I need some surgery.
Jeez Louise, Gotzi. What a story, huh?
Yeah, this is pretty interesting here. Professor and consultant neurosurgeons at King's College Hospital in South London hit the plan to protect vital cells located in the front lobe of her brain. The area is close to the part of the brain that controls the micro movements of the left hand required to keep that violin's pitch. The medical team proposed that Turner be woken up midway through the procedure so she could play and be monitored to make sure her coordination was not being affected and she's close to make a full recovery.
Well, God bless her. What can you say? Except, I mean, golly, if I hit my shin on the coffee table, I can't do jack and crap for like 2 weeks. This woman is undergoing surgery and playing classical music.
Playing violin.
Like, how the hell?
I don't know if I could keep my coordination by hearing a drill going, and I'm playing a violin, though.
I know, it's incredible. I seen you. You can barely walk and chew gum.
I know.
Well, I'm playing a violin while someone's operating
and
on you.
Secondly, I don't think I would want to be awake.
My God.
Like that. I would just be like, all right, listen.
It's almost a Twilight Zone scenario where it's like you're awake and playing music, and then at the same time, there's weird, creepy doctors operating on you. Ooh, I just gave myself the goosebumps there.
It reminds me of that Hannibal Lecter thing where the guy's actually eating dinner and he's like,
oh, yeah! What is his half of his head? Wasn't that Ray Liotta?
Liotta.
And half of his head was missing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just had
Ray Liotta's brain while Ray Liotta's still alive.
I just had that image in my head. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, now that actually, the Ray Liotta thing now got me really heebie-jeebie.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this is kind of crazy. If you want to see some photos of that, man, check that out. That's weird stuff.
That is certainly crazy.
Story number two, we take things to Dateline, Kentucky, where there's a 30-year-old guy named Justin Carter. He's out of Louisville, Kentucky. He was robbing a Raising Cane's fast food joint on Saturday night. At the time, the restaurant was basically empty, but there was just one couple sitting in the back of the table.
Oh.
Guess who that couple turned out to be?
Oh.
They had
police officers?
Off-duty cops.
I saw this, I think, on the news.
Chase McCowan and his wife, Nicole, are both police officers on Elizabethtown, Kentucky Department. And Saturday was their date night, and they decide to go out and get some chicken fingers.
No hesitation with these two, right?
When they realized that the guy at the register had a gun and was robbing the place, they both jumped into action.
I did see this clip. This clip I saw yesterday on the news.
It looks like there's some video on this, and you can see them both get up, pull their weapons, and take different paths toward the register.
Oh, man. It's amazing. It actually, I hate to say it because it's real life, but it is very movie-esque.
Yeah.
Because they instantly go right to their sidearm. They grab they have their guns, their firearms in both hands.
Oh, right in
the
video, huh?
Right in the video. And they have it in both hands, and they do that, you know, how, like, the gun is up, and they're just walking very briskly, and you're like, you better
watch yourself, pal.
Well, you just better go on the ground and put your hands up in the air.
Yeah, Justin, something tells me you're screwed at that point.
Yeah.
But when when he saw them both get up, pull their weapons, he actually took a different approach because Justin saw them and took out running out of the store. They eventually ran after him. They caught him a few blocks away and held him up until some on-duty cops came to arrest him. He's definitely charged with robbery and receiving a stolen property and a felon possession of a gun.
Okay.
So thank God nobody was hurt there.
No. The only one who was going to get hurt was that dopey thief.
Justin.
Because let me tell you something. I saw the video, and that couple meant serious, serious business. It was like a couple of Clint Eastwoods is what it was.
You're ruining my date night, man? Son of a...
He thinks he's going to be able to rob a chicken joint and two Charles Bronsons are on date night with one another. I saw it. You should check out the video. You'll like it.
Definitely will.
Yeah.
I definitely will. And finally, our story number three, none other than Dateline, capital of the No Sweat News.
Florida. Survey says Florida.
This story happens a lot in the No Sweat News. It's like that Hansel and Gretel. But according to this one, last month, three guys in Clearwater, Florida robbed a CVS. And they clearly put in a lot of time to for the prep of this. They struck at 5 a.m., they were wearing surgical gloves. They waved guns and tied up some employees with zip ties. They knew exactly what they wanted to steal. They wanted to take as many bottles of opioids like hydrocodones and oxycontins as and get their hands on.
Oh, my.
They ended up getting away with 10,000 pills or so. But as the cops were investigating the scene, they started noticing pill bottles that were on the street.
Oh.
And apparently, as the guys sped away, they were attempting... to throw out the pills that they stole into bags and then tossing the bottles out of the car. So what did the cops do?
Well, what do you think? What did the cops do?
They followed the trail of the empty pill bottles. And it led them right all the way to the house where they found the robbers and $320,000 worth of pills.
And meanwhile, the cops are like, we don't need GPS for this one, boys. Just follow the pills. It's like Pac-Man. Their car was just chomping pills until they finally got to the middle of the maze, and it was a whole bunch more of pills.
It landed them to 19-year-old Christopher Rachel's house, where he was joined by 19-year-old David Dobbins and 18-year-old Roy Lampkin, where they were all arrested. They were all charged with armed robbery, drug trafficking, and false imprisonment. For holding the employees hostage.
Jeez. I'm telling you, man.
How do you like them apples?
Florida, great weather, but yeah. What the hell goes on down there?
I think it's because sometimes the weather gets to them. I don't know, man. It's crazy over there.
Something's going on.
There you go with the final three stories as far as the No Sweat News is considered. We'll have that quiz tomorrow, which could land you some Volbeat tickets hitting Pier 17 in May. Make sure you study up over at WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.